She taught us a lot when we were young, didn't she? She taught us in Sunday school for many years, you taught us. Bunch of young fellas in there, weren't they? Now they're old. But I'm going to just read one verse to start with, and then I'll read a few more. It's 2 Timothy. It's a real common scripture, chapter 2 and verse 15. And the thought I'd have you to have, basically when you read the instruction that Paul's given Timothy, he's kindly breaking the type of work you are into two categories. If you read that, that's what he's telling them. And you think about, look at the church today. The church is different today than it was when Isaac, I know it's different when Sonia and Dad, it's different from when I was a kid. Why is it different? Said God never changes. Said God changes not. Does he not say that? Said he was the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But read what it says here in that 15th verse, chapter 2 of 2 Timothy. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God. And I'm going to read just another. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know what he said? He said, if you read this, you know what? Paul knew his departure was at hand. If you get to 2 Timothy, hey, he was getting ready to go be with the Lord. Knew it. Timothy was like his understudy. Basically like his son, like dad's my dad, and I'm his son. He loved him. And what he wanted to do, he wanted to give him instruction. And exhortation, if you read it, he was lifting him up, but he was giving him instruction, and he was telling him something. He said, Timothy, study. Study to do what? He says, to show thyself approved unto God. You're going to be, basically, if you read that, Paul was telling him, hey, you know what we all are? We're all workers. When it says a workman, a lot of people are going to say, well, that's the preacher. That's the Sunday school teacher. That's the deacon. Who's the workman? It says we are ambassadors for Christ. What's an ambassador? It's a representative. Each country, we are Christ's representation. We are his workmen. But here's what he was telling him. Study, get in the word to see what kind of life you're living. It says that this is sharper than any two-edged sword. What's that mean? That means if you get in it and read what it says, it'll help you cut out what don't need to be there, and it'll help you put in what needs to be there. But if you do that, what's he going to say? If I study and I apply it to my life, it says rightly dividing the word of truth. One of the fellows I fish with kind of had went to the Church of Christ at one time, and they thought rightly dividing the truth, the rightly dividing the word of truth meant don't look at the Old Testament anymore. That's not what it's talking about. It's saying rightly applying it to your life. Rightly dividing the word of truth. So what I say, I said, if you look at the church, it's different. I will say the majority falls in the other segment. What's it say? It's talking about Christians. He wasn't writing to lost people. Make no mistake about it. He was writing to the young Timothy and the church. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. What's the other part of that? So if I'm not approved, and I decide I'm not going to study God's word and apply it to my life, what happens? Get ashamed. What's that mean? What's ashamed mean? There's two types of shame. One type, they're going to say, Terrell said that I should be ashamed of my past, not be a workman. Ain't even talking about your past. You know what he's talking about? Your present. Hey, talk to Joey. He lets what's in his rearview mirror bother him. Hey, if you ask God to forgive you, guess what? When it says it's gone from east it is to west, hey, that shouldn't have no control over you anymore. That ain't what he was telling Timothy. He wasn't saying, Timothy, be ashamed of your past. He said, if you don't study and apply it to your life, you know what you're going to be ashamed of? Your present. My present. How am I living right now? So what am I saying about the church? I'm saying the majority of Christians are living that ashamed life that he's talking about right there, right now. They are. Why do you think he was warning Timothy? He said, don't be ashamed. rightly dividing the word of truth, when I looked at that, that meant take it, study it, and do what it says. Do you know what a lot of people study it to do right now? I'll include, hey, we're looking for loopholes instead of guidance. What's that mean? Look and see if I can read it and kind of manipulate it a certain way where I can justify what I'm doing. That ain't what he meant for him to do. He meant how you take it and you read it and apply it rightly divide it, and I'll be what? Approved. Hey, seal of approval. What's that mean? That means he's proud of the work I'm doing. Now, look around. When I say the church, I'm not just talking about Pioneer. I'm talking about born-again believers. It's a minority that's saying, hey, I want to. People right now, New Age religion, is saying, nobody can tell me what to do. Jesus saved me so I can live any way I want to. That is contrary to God's word. He didn't tell Timothy, you've been saved, so don't worry about it. And one part, remember they asked Paul and said, should we go sin so his grace can abound? And what did he say? God forbid. He said, but he's saying here what? Study. Look at the word. And if you'll look at it, you know what it'll show you? I think it's got the answer to all questions. How much have you ever went through where you couldn't go into it and find where you could apply it? So he was telling Timothy, hey, Timothy, I think he was telling him, you ain't going to have me forever, but you're going to have God, and you're going to have Christ, and you need to do what? Study it. That you're a workman that's what? Approved. Hey, I'd rather be an approved. Am I always approved? I'm always saved, but I think there's times when if I'm not proud of how I'm living, I think that's where it gets into the shame part. We worry about what people think being ashamed. That ain't even what this is talking about. This is talking about internal shame. How am I going to be on fire for God if I'm, what would I say, have shame in my life, how I'm living? Don't you think that's what he was telling Timothy? Timothy, study. Get in it. And basically prove your work. Prove means try it. Make sure you're doing it. Well, so he's telling them, hey, you're either going to be approved. It may not fall down to just black and white, but it pretty well does. Am I living an approved life? Or if I'm just going through the motions and I'm kind of an ashamed workman? It's still a worker. It says, study to show thyself approved to God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Still saved, but I can be in a spot of shame, I would say, doing what? Not being productive. So we say, why ain't we seeing the power? You know, why do we not see the church like it used to be? Why do we not see a lot of the things go on? Well, I think a lot of it has to do individually. Hey, I can only answer for myself. Got two kids, got a wife. Yeah, supposed to be head of your household. I guess I'm kind of that. I'll try to be and set an example. But who am I going to answer for? Just going to answer for myself. Dad's going to answer for himself. He ain't going to answer for me. I ain't going to answer for him. But we'll go on down there. Let's see what it says. Go down to the 19th through 21st. I'm going to pass up a little bit. Go to that 19th. He says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. You know what he's saying? It don't change. What don't change? That part he told him to study. Nevertheless, it says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ, what's it tell to do? It didn't say, you know, a lot of people say, let those that name the Lord of Christ say so. It says in this scripture, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ do what? Depart from iniquity. Where's the shame come from? Shame comes from not living right. Sin's still sin. But a lot of times we just say, hey, it ain't the shame. You say, well, I don't want Terrell to know what I'm doing. It ain't got nothing to do with it. Hey, it's God that knows what you're doing. That's the shame he's talking about. Hey, study, and you do what? Depart from iniquity. Study, if it shows you, hey, when it shows you that you were kind of in the wrong, if we study it enough, you know what we're going to find? We all got shortcomings. It says all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. When we see that, what should we do? Kind of get on that right path again. But he says what? Depart. depart from iniquity. It says in the 20th and 21st, it says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver. What do you think that gold and silver represents? You know what it represents? That's that approved work. That's works that he's approved. Precious. It says, of gold and silver. He said, but what? But also of wood, of earth. And it says, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. If you read what that's saying, it's saying, hey, study it and do something. Apply it to your life. Hey, if it shows that you're doing something you shouldn't do, well, you need to do. Hey, if it's me, you know what, I might go in and say, let me look at a few more verses and see if I can get it to see it ain't that bad. Why do we do? That's how we do. But he said, what? Hey, the things that, when he's talking about wood and some of earth and some to dishonor, you know what that is? That's our actions or our works that are not worthy. And he said, we need to do what? Purge it. Get rid of it. And we get rid of it. So if a man therefore purge himself from these. He didn't say, I'll purge you. Who did he say? Hey, he forgave me my sins when I confessed him as Lord. But who's going to do the purging this time? If you ever studied that about washing your feet, why was he saying how you had to get your feet washed? Basically, that was what? That was that defilement you get walking in your everyday life. And he said, what? Every now and then you got to clean it up. He's telling Christian, Paul was telling Timothy here, what? Hey, when you see stuff's unpleasing, do what? Get rid of it. He says here, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified. And look what he says. Honor means, hey, he's going to give God honor. Hey, we ain't in it to make ourselves look big. This should be about what? People seeing Jesus. Giving him honor. Says of honor, sanctified. What sanctified means? I believe that means being set apart. Been at a higher plane. So if we purge ourselves, we're going to give him honor. We're going to be sanctified. People's going to see a difference about us. And what? And meet for the master's use. You know what that means? Approved. Do that approved work. Meet means what? Certified. Get certifications. Like I said, I got an engineering stamp. It says what? Lord, they give me the ability to stamp anything. They'll say, oh, you know, that says you're an expert. Does that mean it's right? No. But what this is God saying he's certifying that work, it says. And meet for the master's use. That means, hey, you have a use to him. You're able to work that approved work. And it says, and prepared unto every good work. I'll take you to ashamed. Can you give examples of people being ashamed? Go back to Adam and Eve. Adam, they eat of that apple. God came down to the garden to walk with them. What'd they do? They hid, didn't they? Why do you think they hid? They're ashamed. Does that mean he don't love you? No. He wants you to remove it. Depart from evil. Go to Peter. He told Peter, you're going to deny me three times before the cock crows. Well, when that cock crowed, what happened? Said he run off weeping, didn't he? Why do you think he was weeping? But that's what state he don't want us in. He wants us in the state of what? Approved. Go to Psalms 119 and 105. I'll read it. I'm just going to read one old verse there. It says, talk about study. Study what it says. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Ain't that saying the same thing? Study to do what? Make sure I stay on the trail. Hey, I've been in these mountains probably in the dark as much as more than anybody. You get in there when it's low light and take off walking. If you ain't got your light on, how easy is it that trail to disappear? Same way with your Christian life. What happens? You turn the light off, and it don't take long. You've took a left-hand turn. Then you're thinking, well, how'd I get here? But it says what? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Then I'm going to go to James. This is real. This is James, right? And this is real from your scripture. Go to James chapter 1. But what that's saying is the same thing. use the word for what it's meant to be used to do. To do what? Instruct you. Show you your shortcomings. Show you what it would have you do. Go to James chapter 1. And I'm going to start in 22. It's real familiar scripture again. But we're going to concentrate this time. Let's concentrate on those last two verses, because everybody concentrates on the first two. It says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word," look here what it says, "and not a doer," look here at the symbolism he gives, "he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass." You know what that's talking about? It's talking about looking in the mirror. You're gonna read the word, and you're going to look at it, and it's going to show you, here's the shape you're in. But then what happens? If you look at what James is saying, you know what happens? Look, I'll read, it says, "For he beholdeth himself." What's that mean? He looked at himself, and he seen what kind of shape he is in, but then what did he do? "And goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." It says, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Do you think that's James telling them the same thing? Paul was saying what? Timothy, study to show yourself approved, a workman, not be ashamed. James is saying what? Don't just be a hearer, but be a doer. And then he gave you that symbol of what? It's just like somebody that looks into a mirror. You get ready to go to work in the morning, you look in the mirror, and it'd be like looking and your hair been all over your head and looking rough and looking at it, and then just doing what? Just walking away. That's what being a hearer is and not a doer, ain't it? That's the same thing about what he's talking about, a workman that's ashamed. What happens? Once he sees that the issue is, he just don't take care of it. Just keeps on going his own way. But that was James. But what did he say? If you are a doer, he says, "But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein." You know what that means? You studied it and you decided, I'm going to do it. Get committed to doing it. Looks at therein. It says, "He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work." What's it say? "This man shall be blessed in his deed." You know what that's representing? An approved worker. Blessed. His deed's going to be his work. That's whatever he's doing. That's his gold and his silver he was talking about before. He's going to be blessed. Now I'm going to go one more place. Let's go to 1 John. We'll read 5 and 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. It says what? "For this is the love of God." Everybody says they love the Lord. You love the Lord? Yeah, I love the Lord. Everybody loves the Lord. You'll find somebody that ain't darkened the church doors in years. And what's the first thing they ask you? If you ask them, "Do you know Jesus?" "Yeah, I love Jesus." But what's it say here? It says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous." Hey, some people struggle with them. You know what that's saying? It's not that hard to live a good life. It really ain't. Grievous means what? To be grieved, to struggle with it. What do you say? This is how you love the Lord. Do what? Be a doer. Not just a hearer. But he wants us to be approved. He wants us to be like Timothy. Like Paul wanted Timothy. Paul's desire for Timothy was to be what? Continue on that ministry. And he must have. Look how what happened to Christianity. Grew leaps and bounds, didn't it? But Paul was giving Timothy instruction to do what? Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. I think we should all strive to we don't want to live. If the devil knows you got shame in you, he's going to beat you to death and you're not going to be any good. And I'm not talking about past. I'm not saying, he's going to use my past against me. Hey, this is talking about the present. Don't let him get in your head and say you ain't good for anything. get in the scriptures and strive to do what God said do and say, get thee behind me, Satan. That's a, what did Christ do when he got tempted? Get in the word. That's what he used the word. If you'll study what he told him, he used the word to counteract what Satan said. But we need to strive to be what? An approved. I want to be an approved worker. I want him to be proud of me. Don't you? I want God to be proud of me. We've been studying in Sunday school quite a bit about the second coming of Christ. People, we've heard it all of our life. If we ain't careful, that just becomes what? Just a fleeting thought, I'll say. But he really is coming again. And you ever heard that? Boy, would you like to be in this situation when he come back? The vast majority is probably going to say no. But if you're an approved worker, you know what you can say? What did he say at the one? Even so, come. And that should be our attitude. We need to strive to be an approved Christian. We need to strive to do what? Study the word. Apply it to our life. Let it do what it is meant to do. Be sharper than any two-edged sword. Let it take out what, purge what don't need to be there. But you got to put effort into it. Like I said, don't use the word of God to say, hey, let me see if I can find a loophole. Well, that ain't that bad. Or, well, that was bad then. It ain't bad now. If it says it's wrong, I got bad news for you. It's wrong, ain't it? Because I think disobedience. It said to do good and do it not. What's that? That's sin. But what he was worried about Timothy, wanting Timothy to do what? He knew he needed to study. If he just laid it down and quit looking at it, you know what was going to happen? He was going to end up living a shame-filled Christian life. Or his works. It's hard to be a working, productive Christian if you feel ashamed of your standing, I'll say. Has anybody got anything to add to it?
Judgment.